Oh, hi, Gee. How you doing today?
What up? What up? How you guys doing? I'm
What's
good. I'm
good?
good.
Yeah, how was the flight over there?
That was good. Pretty smooth. We just got here. Just chilling a little bit, for get ready for tomorrow.
Can you tell us what the Warrior flight is like? Like, what do you eat? What do y'all do?
Oh man, so yesterday after the game, right? We gotta lift a little bit, make sure that you stay at the top of our, our body. Then we got do all the things that we need to do to feel better the next day. Then today we travel in the morning, so they have all the the kitchen that everybody from the kitchen is in at the airport. So they have like breakfast ready for us and everything that we need to get in the flight. Then we get in the flight, pretty smooth flight, and just land here. Get a bus, get to the hotel, and just wait for tomorrow.
Is it assigned seats? Is it first come, first serve? Is there a certain amount of, like, is there a pecking order or rules? What's it like on that flight?
No, so there is some great seats, because we all, like, tall. So all the seats are very nice. And also, we know most part of the young fellas sit in the front of the plane. The veterans, they sit a little bit more back to the plane. So that's the kind of one thing that we have in there.
You probably haven't had a flight with Kristaps yet, have you?
Yes, we did. The first, where we were at, I think that was for two games, we had Kristaps in the flight with us.
Right, before he was playing, he was flying with you. So, because you were talking about how tall y'all are, but nobody's that tall. So where does he sit?
He sits in in a seat that doesn't have the table, so he get more leg room. So that's going to be good for him.
I mean, it's incredible. And I guess at your height, because you're, 6'7" or 6'8", and it's got to be like one of the worst times in your life to be that tall, right, on a plane.
Oh, yes. This plane is not a problem, It's a great plane for us. But when you go in a commercial flight and you don't go in the first class and you got to go in the back, that's especially for me because I travel a lot because, my hometown is Brazil, so I got to be in the flight for almost 20 hours.
Oof.
So, yeah, if you don't get a comfort seat, you're in trouble.
I get it. Guy Santos is with us here on Willard and Dibs. We do have some basketball questions we'd love to throw at you. Super appreciative that you're coming on today. I think a lot of Warrior fans are wondering about how things change as a group when you don't have any of your big name players out there and there isn't that pecking order thing. And you guys have talked about how much the ball moves, and it really looked like that yesterday. What's the difference in your strategic approach when you know there's not going to be a Steph or a Jimmy Butler or a Porzingis in the game?
So we know that for us to win games, especially on defense, we got to be very, very tied up in what we're going to do on defense. So we start on that on defense, but offensively, when you don't have Steph, when you don't have Jimmy, Porzingis, guys that are going to have the ball more in their hands, you just got to move the ball. You got to make the ball run for us. So that's one thing that we have in mind. And somebody got to create the first, make the first domino fall. And everybody just keep moving the ball, keep driving, keeping taking the best shots. And I feel like we've been doing that very, very good. I think last game we had a lot of assists, one of the most assists, games in the season. So that was one of the biggest reasons because we didn't stop to move the ball. Everybody was playing and running for each other. And that was what make us really, really play, I think, one of the best basketball games of our season right now without Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and Porzingis,
It was awesome yesterday to watch. And, as a fan, I kind of kept waiting for the bottom to drop out, but you fell behind and you guys bounced back. And how much of that do you think was because you went out there and you played so fast against a Denver team that's a little bit older and they had played a lot of games lately?
Exactly. So We kind of lost the control of the game in the third quarter. We stopped making shots, you know, we stopped making what we were doing the whole first half. But then we just, you know, we stayed together. The whole team stayed together. And we knew it. We in the bench, when we had a timeout, we knew it, they're going to have a run. So we said, okay, they have their run. Now we got to get back to the game, keep playing like we were playing, and that's a process. You know, if we keep playing like we're playing right now, the shot's going to fall again, and that's going to make us come back in the game. And that happens in the fourth quarter, especially, you know, with BP showing up for big time like he did last night.
Gee, I want to talk to you about just, and it's not so much about your numbers, but it's a little bit more about how this is just all feeling for you. I'm looking at, and this covers almost exactly a month, I'm looking at 11 games now, straight games where you're scoring, where you've had 20 or more minutes. I'm also looking at, for instance, just the month of February. You're shooting 57%. You're shooting over 45% from three. This has got to be the most consistent play that you've had as an NBA player, I would imagine. And I wonder how it's kind of changed life for you.
Oh, man, that's I'm not going to lie to you. I'm feeling really good right now about the shooting, you know, the confidence. But I think especially when you know that you're going to play every night, when you know that, like, your team trusts you, the staff trusts you, that gives you way more confidence to go out there. And, you know, like, you take shots with confidence. You take shots that you think, like, yes, this shot is one of the shots that I got to shoot and I'm going to make it. And I feel good right now. I'm in this position, you know, like all the team trust me, you know, the coaches, they always keep telling me to be aggressive, to keep like driving to the paint and kick the ball out and make the right play all the time. And that's where the confidence came from, you know.
And the confidence keeps growing, especially games like yesterday where, I mean, you mentioned it, no Steph and all the rest of them were out. And so now you go on a quick little back-to-back road trip. How much does yesterday help you and all the other guys go into tomorrow and on Wednesday to feel even more confident?
We played a great team yesterday, and we knew it. That's, you know, one of the best teams right now. So we're here right now in New Orleans, and after we play Memphis back-to-back. But yesterday was a great example for us to how we got to play. And, you know, there is days that we're going to make a lot of shots early in the game like we did, and there is games that we're not going to make that much shots. But just for us to keep playing the same way that we're playing, you know, everybody running for each other, everybody sprinting back for defense, sprinting into the offense and just giving 100% of your 100% all the time, that's gonna make us put us in a great position to win against every team, you know, because what really matter is yesterday we kept the game just like even, you know, like we didn't let them go 20 points over us. We didn't go 20 points against them, but by the end of the game, the game was basically tied, and we had BP showing up, you know, and just playing like he was playing. So that's the goal for us for these two games, too.
Gee Santos is with us here on Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Gee, I'll tell you this. I think for fans, it's really fun to see a star the size of Steph Curry be as into the game as he is on the bench over there, even though he's not playing. And I wonder what that's like for you guys. What is he saying to you on the bench, and what does he talk you through, and what do you draw from that?
Man, just to have Steph on the sides is great because, you know, over everything, he's like, for a lot of us are way younger than him. We grow up watching him playing, and you have a guy like him that he was four-time NBA champion already. A lot of NBA All-Stars appearance. He was champion. He was two times MVP. You know, all that. And you have him right there with you, just cheering for you and just talking to you, giving you some advice for some type of like plays on offense or defense. Yesterday he had like, I think I saw BP saying in the media that he was talking to BP to be, you know, to like take the shots with confidence and be aggressive. And when you have a guy like him, a guy that made all he does right there cheering for you and, you know, just supporting the team, it's great. Something great going to happen because of that. So it's always good to have a guy like Steph on the side for supporting us in these games.
Love that. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, and we're talking live with Gui Santos after the team landed in New Orleans.
Yeah, and playing off that, Gui, like growing up in Brazil, how much NBA do you get to actually see on the daily, and who was your favorite player when you were a kid?
Man, that's a good question because, like, NBA for me was way too far dream, you know, just to make to the NBA because come all the way there to America and change your whole life, learn another language. And that was a way, you know, far dream for me. But I start watching it in 2014, 15, because I was used to watch more like the national basketball in Brazil, the pro league in Brazil. But then after, I remember Leandro Barbosa, he was playing here for Golden State. And I remember the year they won the championship. And then, you know, I was locked in on NBA, watching almost every game, trying to, you know, watch the games with going to some friend's house because I didn't have, like, I don't know if they have NBA pass by the time, but I didn't have, you know, like ESPN or something. Like, I didn't have nothing of that. So I had to go to my friend's house to go watch it. That's how I have my first, you know, my first time watching NBA and just seeing Steph, Clay, Draymond, all these guys killing it. And then they have like KD coming for the team. So that was when I started really watching NBA.
Speaking of what you watch and going back to the plane flight you guys were just on, I should have asked you not just what you eat and where you sit, but what do you watch? And by chance, was it Steph Curry's new GOAT movie?
So I already watched the new, you know, the Steph movie. I went to the movie theater to watch it. It's a great, great movie, you know, just to watch it and see like the, like I saw Steph was doing the voices of one of the, you know, the characters.
Yeah.
So that was really, really fun because I could recognize right away when was him talking. And when I'm in the flight, usually I'm a guy that I like to play video games. I have a handheld PC that is like, you know, I can play everywhere. So I just bring it to me with me and I just play that in the flight.
I want to hear more about you seeing the GOAT movie. Like, so you give it a good review. Who did you go with? Did you go with a teammate or how'd that all go?
Man, I was like, when I watch it, me and my girlfriend.
Okay.
My girlfriend with me. So I was, you know, whatever the GOAT was, I was there. So I was with him all the time.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. And do you have moments where you kind of, I don't know, pinch yourself when you realize that you're playing basketball on the same team as Steph Curry?
Yeah, that was the first, I remember the first game that I played with him that he gave me my first assist was in Memphis. In a transition, he passed me the ball. I promise you, I never like received a pass that was so heavy like this one, you know, because I was like, it's just Stephen Curry passing me the ball to do a layup. Right. What could go wrong?
That's awesome. I love it. Hey, Gui. You're so much fun. We've loved talking to you the last few weeks. We love to do something with fancy guests like yourself on the way out the door called The Big Finish and ask you some fun kind of off basketball questions. You up for it before you go?
Yes, of course.
All right, so here's the deal. Thank you. Yeah. So we give you two categories, and then you pick one category, and then we'll give you a couple questions out of that category. So the categories are Hair Jordan or traveling. Which would you like to do?
I do traveling.
Okay, traveling. Question one, what country is on your wish list that to this point you have not yet visited?
Bahamas.
Bahamas?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because of Buddy.
have you discussed this with Klay Thompson as of yet?
Not with Klay, because when Buddy was here, he was really, really talking about Bahamas all the time. Klay wasn't talking that much about Bahamas, but the way that Buddy was talking, you know, I said, all right, Buddy, I want to go there.
That sounds awesome. Have you done any of the other, like, island-type stuff, Jamaica or Hawaii or anything like that?
Yes. I went to Hawaii. I was in Hawaii, actually, for the All-Star Break. My fiance, she plays there. She played beach volleyball for the University of Hawaii, so I was right there.
That's a smart move. That's a great vacation spot. Question number two, Guy, would you rather drive across the USA or get on a boat and sail all the way to Europe?
No, I would drive across the U.S. I don't like the ocean that much, you know.
are you a seasick guy, Guy?
No, not seasick, but I'm kind of scary off the water, you know. I don't know what's under there, so I'd rather stay in a car driving across the U.S.
So wait a minute, does this go to the beach as well? Like, when you go to the beach, do you just kind of stay on the sand?
No. When I'm in the beach, okay, I go to the water, you know, but one day I know that it's really deep in the ocean. No, I don't like that.
Okay.
I'm kind of with you.
I get it. Really deep in the ocean.
All right. I feel like we probably know how you're going to answer this last question.
He might surprise you.
But let's ask it just in case. Would you rather take a vacation in the hot sun or in the cold snow?
I'm with the hot sun, man.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ski?
Yeah.
Does Guy ski?
Guy ski? No. No idea. Never. We don't have snow in Brazil, so I play, we call it altinha, that, you know, when you be juggling the ball in the sand?
Yep.
Yeah, so we have me and the friends just juggling the ball together all in the sand with the sun, you know. You have some coconut water and some music going on. That's my type of vibe.
That sounds good.
Yeah, you're talking to a man who, with a winter break, went to Hawaii. So
yeah, exactly.
I get it. All right. Yes. Hey, Guy, once again, you're a delight. Keep it up. Keep putting those threes in, and good luck over the next two nights.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Thank you,
nice,
sir.
Guy.
There he goes. Guy Santos.